Today's prayer podcast is on the elections, and our focus is on admitting what we need to change. Freedom comes from experiencing the full forgiveness of our Lord. Remember what it was like when you admitted a sin before the Lord, sought His mercy, and He forgave you just as if you never had sinned. What a feeling of renewed hope and fellowship. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what areas we are sinning when it comes to the elections. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. So today we confess the following: complacency, frustration, prayerlessness, impure motives, and being argumentative. We pray on behalf of believers who have fallen into these temptations. Deliver us from evil, Lord. So we define, Father, complacency and contrast it to. It is also like apathy. We don't care. We forgive us, Lord, for ignoring things versus being involved and looking for the truth, for being informed and educated about issues and candidates. Forgive us, Lord. We repent of this complacency. You do not like it when we are apathetic or lukewarm about anything. You want us to be hot, hot for our love for you and hot for doing what you want. And we know you want us to care for what is going on in our country. So forgive us, Lord. Help us to be more involved in the mighty name of Jesus. We confess frustration, listening to the wrong things, who have multiple incentives that aren't necessarily godly. And as a result, we've gotten frustrated with the election process. We've been frustrated with who was supposed to be or not supposed to be placed into positions. Issues that have come up on the ballots, it makes us feel almost like we can't do anything. And we want to throw our hands up in the air and give up on our nation. Forgive us, O Lord, for that. You endured to the end. You demonstrated endurance, but for the joy set before you, you kept going. You did not give up. You said, "Not my will, but yours be done." May we have that same tenacity, perseverance, and endurance in the elections. Forgive us, Lord, for prayerlessness, for just talking about the woes of the election and not praying about it. Forgive us, O Lord. God, you said, and you demonstrated through your Son, that your house should be a house of prayer. In other words, you told us to pray without ceasing. Forgive us for not praying, Lord, of all the things we have sought other information and not you. Forgive us, O Lord. For impure motives, wanting what we want just because we hate the other person or the party or whatever, not because it's what you want and from a loving heart. Forgive us for having hatred. Root out any bitterness that we have, any offense, any unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, we repent of being argumentative, of posting things in response to people's other posts or texting or speaking or just debating over things, but in an unhealthy way without having your understanding and wisdom. You say to understanding, you are my sister, and to wisdom, you are my intimate friend in Proverbs. And that is how you want us to walk. Divine wisdom and understanding. So, Father, we ask you for forgiveness for all of this. We bring our cup that's dirty and stained by these sins and ask that you would cleanse us by the precious blood that you bled for us and the price that you paid from cross, but now sit at the right hand of God the Father. We ask now that you would fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit, and we partner with you, Holy Spirit, to start doing the contrasting things, that we will not be complacent, but on fire for you, not frustrated, but persevering, not prayerless, but ceasing, not praying without ceasing, not impure motives, but doing things out of a loving heart and letting you expose any unforgiveness in us and not being argumentative, but walking in your wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.